This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The Rajya Sabha and the Lok Sabha were adjourned till 12 noon following opposition uproar over several issues, including alleged police action during students' protest over the NEET issue. When the upper house met at 11 a.m, Chairman C.P. Radhakrishnan said the 9th of August marks the 84th anniversary of the Quit India movement, which was launched under the visionary leadership of Mahatma Gandhi. Paying homage to the martyrs of the country's freedom struggle, Mr. Radhakrishnan recalled their unparalleled courage, sacrifice and unwavering commitment to the nation's independence.
The 9th of August 2026 marks the 84th anniversary of the historic Quit India movement, one of the defining milestones in our nation's freedom struggle. Launched under the leadership of our great Mahatma Gandhiji on the 9th of August 1942, the movement gave decisive impetus to India's relentless quest for independence. Let us pay our respectable homage to all those who participated in the Quit India movement and made immense sacrifice for the freedom of our motherland.
After that, the ministers laid papers on the table of the House, the reports of the department-related Parliamentary Standing Committee on Defence, Ministry of Home Affairs, Commerce and Health and Family Welfare were tabled in the House. Later, Mr. Radhakrishnan took up 0 hour amid opposition uproar. Some of the members raised issues of urgent importance. However, due to continued sloganeering, the chairman adjourned the House till 12 noon. In the Lok Sabha, Speaker Om Birla also paid tributes to the freedom fighters and martyrs of the Quit India movement, recalling Mahatma Gandhi's historic call of do or die. Mr. Birla described the movement as an enduring symbol of national unity, courage, truth and non-violence. Later, Mr. Birla tried to take up the question hour, but the opposition members raised the issue of alleged police action during students' protests. As the pandemonium continued, the Lok Sabha was adjourned till 12 noon. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today met various members of Parliament who have newly joined the NDA over breakfast at his residence. These include NCPI and Shiv Sena. Talking to reporters at Parliament premises after the meeting, Shiv Sena MP Jyoti Savitri Nagnath Vaghmare said Prime Minister Narendra Modi expressed concern over repeated disruptions in Parliament. She said the Prime Minister observed that frequent disruptions prevent newly elected and talented MPs from putting forward their views in the House. NCPI MP Shatabdi Roy said the Prime Minister welcomed everyone associated with the NDA. She said Prime Minister Modi emphasized what needs to be done and how MPs can contribute effectively to nation building. The protest against the alleged irregularities in recruitment exams in Jharkhand entered its 14th day in Ranchi today. Six demonstrators continued their hunger strike in the state capital Ranchi. The stalemate continues as the student leaders claimed that no invitation was received from the state government till yesterday evening. The ripples of the demonstration reached the Jharkhand Assembly yesterday, with opposition MLAs raising slogans on its premises on the first day of the monsoon session. Benchmark domestic equity indices were trading on a negative note in the forenoon session today. The Sensex dropped 370 points to 78,584, while the Nifty fell 55 points to 24,582 when reports last came in. On the sectoral front, IT, auto and hospitals were leading the gains. Meanwhile, financial services, housing, finance and private banks index were the top laggards. Indian Grandmaster R. Pragyananda has clinched the Grand Chess Tour St. Louis Rapid and Blitz title in the United States. The 20-year-old secured the championship after drawing against Uzbekistan Grandmaster Javokhir Sindarov in the penultimate round, finishing the tournament with 23 points out of a possible 35. In badminton, Indian shuttler Smita Chaliha stormed into the women's singles semi-finals of the Korea Masters in Asan today. Ashmita defeated top seed Hina Akechi of Japan 20-22, 21-15, 21-19. Earlier, she progressed to the last eight with a dominant win over South Korea's Kim Min-ji. In the men's doubles quarterfinals, the Indian duo of Prithvi Krishnamurthy Roy and Krishna Prasad Garaga will face Malaysia's Ma Wei Chong and So Wei Kee for a place in the semifinals. And with that, we end this news bulletin.